The preacher for today, he found his place up on a hillside, preparing for his big sermon. And he was looking out at the crowds gathering around him, scanning the hundreds and hundreds of faces who had come and were waiting eagerly, expectantly to hear him preach. He knew all of them, for he had made them, but he hadn't met all of them. There were a few faces he recognized, a few faces he didn't. Two faces really stuck out to him today. One face was of a poor woman. And this woman was poor in every sense of the word. She was poor financially. No way of providing for herself, kind of living on the outskirts of society. She was poor relationally. She didn't have many people in her corner. No friends, no family. And a lot of people would say the reason she's so poor, relationally, financially, societally, is because she's helplessly poor spiritually. That is, until yesterday. See, up until just yesterday, for the last 8 years, this poor woman had been a prisoner in her own body, held captive by some unexplainable demonic being. For 8 years, this evil thing controlled her thoughts, controlled her body even, threw her into convulsions, manipulated her, twisted her mind, and drove other people away in fear, isolated this poor woman. And over those 8 years, there were moments of clarity where she could think for herself and act on her own accord. And in those moments, she would do anything she could to try to get some help, to get rid of this thing that lived in her. And no matter where she went, no matter who she saw, nobody could help. Until yesterday. By the grace of God, somehow she just so happened to stumble into this area where she saw lines of people, tons of people. And at the end of the line was this man. The people would come to him sick and hurting and with all these different infirmities, and they would walk away healed. And at the sight of this healer, she could sense for the first time ever that evil thing alive in her. She could sense it was afraid. It was scared. And despite all of its kicking and scratching and screaming, trying to get away from this healer, she did everything she could to stay in line, to get closer and closer and closer, until finally she was right in front of the healer. She could see his face. He put his hand on her shoulder. And at the sound of his voice, "Get out of here," he said. And the demon was gone. And she was free. This healer had done something nobody else could do. He had given her the help that she could never get for herself. And so, of course, whenever she heard that he was going to be preaching the next day, she stuck around. She found her way into the crowd. There was another face that stuck out to the preacher. Remember, a face that he didn't recognize. He'd never seen this man before. But this was a rich man. You could tell just by looking at him. He was rich in every sense of the word. Rich financially, definitely. He had a successful business. And not the kind of rich that was just handed down to him either. He had built his business from the ground up with his own two hands. He had worked hard for what he had. He was rich in all sorts of ways. Relationally, he had great friends and family. He had good standing in the community. People liked him. He was a good man. And a lot of people would say he was rich in all of these ways because he was rich in the Spirit. He was a faithful man, and God had rewarded him. He went to synagogue, he tithed, he said his prayers faithfully, he fasted when he was supposed to fast, he did all the rituals, all the festivals, he did what he was supposed to do. Somehow he heard about this preacher. He was curious, a little bit skeptical. He had a day off of work that day. So the rich man, he finds his way in among the crowd. The preacher, looking from the rich man to the poor woman to the other faces in front of him, opens his mouth. He begins to speak, and the crowd goes quiet. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor woman in the crowd, she hears those very first words of the sermon. And immediately, it's as if Jesus is speaking directly at her. For she knows just how spiritually poor she is. She knows just how spiritually helpless she had been just one day ago. And she knows that the only person who was able to provide that spiritual help was the man speaking in front of her. But why? Why bless the spiritually poor, she thinks? Why give those spiritually helpless, the ones who can't do it on their own, why bless them? Why give them the kingdom of heaven? So she keeps listening. The rich man, on the other hand, he hears those words, blessed are the poor in spirit. And he thinks, well, I guess this part of the sermon just isn't for me. I'm rich. I'm spiritually rich based on the things that I've done. But I have the day off work, so I'll stick around. And so he keeps listening. The rich man and the poor woman and the rest of the faces in the crowd continue to listen to this preacher. They listen all throughout his sermon. And they would hear him describe the life of the faithful, the life of the people of God. And what he does is something they had never heard before. He takes God's law, which they already knew, and he amplifies it. He adds to it almost. He makes it even more burdensome. He sets a standard for living that is way too high, almost impossible to reach. The preacher goes on to say things like, to be blessed, you have to be pure in heart. To be blessed, you have to be pure in heart, the preacher said. What does that mean? He would go on, he would say, you've heard in the law that you can't murder each other. Well, I tell you that you can't even get angry at each other. You've heard not to commit adultery. Well, I tell you, you can't even look at someone with lust. You've heard to love your neighbors. Well, I tell you, you have to love your enemies and those who hate you, those who despise you. That's the kind of standard I'm setting. He would go on to say things like, no matter what your situation is, you can't worry about anything, ever. Don't worry about anything. And he even would say something like this. He said, do my Father's will and do it perfectly. Be perfect like my Father is perfect. The rich man and the poor woman and the rest of the crowd listen all the way to the end of this sermon. Listen as this teacher just sets a ridiculously high standard. A standard that nobody could ever live up to. Nobody could be that perfect, that pure. Even the rich man recognizes that. Nobody could live up to the standard set by this preacher. Of course, that's exactly why the preacher was there. See, the preacher would go on to live up to this standard for the ones who can't do it for themselves. The preacher would be pure of heart. The preacher would love his enemies. The preacher would do the will of his Father perfectly. The preacher would live a perfect life. And he would die an unjust death. 3 days later, he would rise victoriously in order to give heaven to those who could never get it on their own. The rich man and the poor woman, at the end of his sermon, they remember the very first words he said. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the spiritually helpless. Blessed are the ones in desperate need of God's help. Maybe some of us can relate to either the rich man or the poor woman at some point in life. Maybe both of them. Maybe some of you can relate to feeling like you're doing things really well, like things are going well. Do you feel rich in the Spirit? You're coming to church. You're praying regularly. You're in God's Word. You're being fed by Him through His body and blood. You're here right now. You're doing things right, right? You're doing what we're supposed to do. Praise God for that. Maybe some of you are kind of like the poor woman, where there are times where you are keenly aware, shockingly aware, of just how much help you need, just how sinful you are, just how desperately you need spiritual help. And the thing is, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, every single one of us here today is helplessly, spiritually poor without Jesus. And so thanks be to God that Jesus came to live the life we could not live, so that through his death and life, he has actually given you heaven, salvation, something you could never get on your own. Amen? Amen? So, what I want to do for just the last minute or two is first to acknowledge how much help we need from Jesus. And we do that every time we come to worship. We confess our sins, which we've already done that tonight. But we're going to acknowledge how much help we need by asking for help. And I want to give you guys kind of a tool to put in your toolbox, okay? This is something that I've started doing a lot, and it's just asking God for help. And what we're going to do is called a breath prayer. I don't know if anybody's ever done that before. But here in a second, I'll ask you to close your eyes, and it's very simple. Going at your own pace, without vocalizing anything, don't say anything out loud. This is all just for you. You'll take a deep breath in, and we'll acknowledge God, the Father. And as you exhale, ask Him for help. You could ask for help for specific things you're going through, or just in general. And then we'll do it again. Inhale, acknowledge God the Son, and exhale and ask for help. And do it again, acknowledge God the Spirit, exhale, ask for help. And just do that. Just get in a rhythm of that. I'll give you about a minute. Okay, everybody know what we're doing? All right, let's try that tonight.